Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, Magic Makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Today, I'm going to talk all about moderation. And I know for a lot of people, that seems like, you might as well tell me, hey, Kim, we're going to talk about how I'm going to go to the moon on the price of a ticket to LA. And I know, because for a really long time, I struggled with moderation. You know, I was either following a plan to the T, or I was like, release the hounds. And so I know that, like, right now, you know, some of you might just be like, what is she going to say? I have no idea how that is even possible. So before you roll your eyes, just park your tushy down. And let's see if some of the ways I can give you to find that moderation so that you're not, you know, either following a plan or going off the rails. Because I know that you feel like, you know, those people who are like, I have balance is pretty much like those people who are like, I have Zen hippies, you know, but they're not magical unicorns. You know, you can do it. You can start to wrap your brain around what, you know, moderation is. And the best way I want you to think about it is, I have a good friend who is a marathon coach, and I live in Boston. So we're going to use the Boston Marathon as an example. And so I asked him, I said, you know, you see these elite runners, and typically I'll watch the marathon for the last mile of the marathon. And you see these elite runners, and they're flying across. It's like, you've been running for almost 2 solid hours. At that point, I would be like, kill me now. And they are just flying across like they just started running down the street. And I said, how do they do it? And he said, they find their sweet spot. They find the miles, you know, the minute per hour that they can control. They find the, you know, is it 6 minute miles? Is it 7 minute miles? They find whatever that pace is, and they stick with it. And then at a certain point, when they get closer to the finish line, they're like, all right, let's do it. And they put on the afterburners, at least that's how it looks to me. They put on the afterburners and they sprint to the finish line. Holy moly, these people are like booking it for the last mile. So that's where I want you to think about. Where is that sweet spot for you? Where do you feel like, I got this? Like, I feel like, you know, I can eat this way for the rest of my life. I feel like I could work out this way for the rest of my life. Like, have you ever felt that? Because that's the feeling that I want you to get to, because that's obtainable, that's sustainable, and that's where I want you to focus. And I know that for a lot of people, one of the big things about moderation is that, you know, in your head you're like, girl, I'm an all or nothing kind of person. Like, I'm either like 2 feet in following a plan, or 2 feet in partying like a pirate. And so, and I trust me, because that was how I was. You know, I had a restaurant that I used to go to regularly, and I would walk in the restaurant and the bartender would be like, are you on the wagon or off the wagon? And that meant, could he just plop down a drink in front of me, or did he have to warn the kitchen I was there and I was going to basically make my own meal based on what they had on the menu? Anyone else do that? So this is where we're going to start. To rein myself in, I had to realize I couldn't do it all. I could not try to, like, you know, scale a building in one single bound. Like, I just had to take off the cape, take off the utility belt, and just sit my ass down and say, all right, Kim, you know, what are 3 things that I know I can do day in and day out that make me feel like I'm honoring myself, and that make me feel like I'm still staying on the healthy course? And that's how it all started. It was like, what were the 3 things I could do? And the 3 things that I can do as, one, I know that on any given week, I could get in 3 to 4 workouts. I know that. And that takes in travel, that took in, you know, just life. You know, I knew I could commit because when I was trying to get in 5, 6 workouts a week, I knew inevitably I was letting myself down because something got in the way. But when I scaled back to 3 or 4 workouts, boom, I was hitting them regularly. And now it's just something that I do. It's just something ingrained in me that I know 4 workouts, are, I could do that in my sleep. Every once in a while, I know I can get in that 5th workout, but that's, if I'm in the bonus round. But like, if I'm just talking about basic living in my fit girl magic, living in my magic zone, it's 3 to 4 workouts. The second thing I commit to is a big ass salad every single day. And the thing about the big ass salad is that I could have that anywhere. I could be traveling anywhere. I could be at the beach. I could always get a salad. Now, is it going to be the most creative salad? No, but most places have a deli. Like if you have an old school deli, you're going to get yourself an iceberg lettuce salad, right? With, you know, cold cuts on it. But I know I can go anywhere on this planet and get a salad with some protein on it. I know that. And I always make sure I do that. No matter where I go, every single day, I have a big ass salad. The second thing that I always, I'm sorry, that's, I'm now up to 3. The third thing that I always focus on is my sleep, right? I want to say, unless I'm traveling by plane and I'm skipping multiple time zones, I can always know that I can get 7 hours of sleep. And I'm that geek. I like count back and I'm like, okay, if I need to get up at this time, I need to be in bed by that time. And so I always rely on those 3 things. And that helps me feel like I am finding that moderation versus always trying to be like 100%. And the best thing I ever heard, and when I was trying to figure out how to like stop being on that damn roller coaster, that treadmill of that I was never going to win, I heard this woman say, you know, as you know, successful, driven women, we all want to go for that A++, right? If you are listening to this podcast, I think most of you are in that A++ zone. You know, you want the gold star, the whole 9 yards. And she said, you know, instead of going for the A++, go for the B. And I was like, you know, that was music to my ears. Go for the B, go for the B+. And, you know, when I was a kid, my mom, I would come home from school and I would bring my report card and I would get some C's and I'd be like, yeah, I got C's. And she's like, C is average. And she goes, you're not average. So I've told her like later on in life, I was like, that bit you in the ass big time. Because when you told me I wasn't average, I applied that to a lot of different things in my life. And it was usually things that like I shouldn't be doing, like, you know, she gave me a curfew, I was like, well, the average person has this curfew, but considering that I'm not average, my curfew should be this time. And, you know, she rolled her eyes and walked out of the room. But, you know, you always got to try, right? You always have to give it a try. And so those 3 things became my habits. Those 3 things became my routines. And that's how I got my consistency. You know how I talk about my fit girl magic formula. It's great habits build great routines that build consistency that ultimately give you results. So that's how I figured it out. It was like, I was able to honor that. And it was like, I felt really good about myself. I felt in flow. Like, do you ever have those days where you just feel like, you know, you're floating along. You're just like, this is just what I was like destined to do. This is what I know I can always do. That's what I want you to find. I want you to really think about what are the 1 to 3 things that you know that you could commit to day in and day out and be like, you know what? I got this. And it's not going to make me feel like shit if I don't get it all done. It's not going to make me feel like I'm, you know, running with a chicken with my head cut off. It just feels good. And feeling good, man, oh man, that is awesome. That is awesome. And the beauty of scaling it back like this way, and trust me, I have the patience of a gnat. So I totally understand when you're like, what? I got so much to do. I got so much weight to lose. I got so much muscle I want to build. I got so much, blah, 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 blah. You know, we all have so much. Like, we live in a busy world. So I want you to take that step back, pause, and figure out where the hell do you want to go? Because when you have that GPS, you have that map, you aren't spending all this energy, you know, struggling. You know, I want you to think about swimming. You know, there are people who just like float on their backs and they don't expend any energy. They float and then they like move a hand or they move a foot, but they're just laying there floating. That's what moderation is. It's floating on the water. It's finding that sweet spot when you're sweet spot pace of running. So are you picking up what I'm putting down? And so when I was slowing down, I had to ask myself, like, my quest for perfection, my quest for getting shit done over and over and over again, going for the A++, what was it costing me? Like, how much sanity was I losing trying to always hit that A+, always trying to hit that top ring? I was making myself batshit crazy trying to do that. And so I had to sit down and I had to ask myself, you know, that question, it was pushing me further and further from my goal because I was getting more frustrated at myself because I couldn't achieve the goals I set because I was setting these, like, you know, goals that, you know, maybe Hercules could hit, but I could never hit them. And then, of course, you know, I was beating myself up. I was having that awesome conversation with myself. You know what I'm saying? That awesome conversation that happens. So I want you to really take that step back. And now that I've had this kind of epiphany in my life, I've been applying it to my clients. And, you know, one of my clients, she's a brand new mom and she owns her own fitness studio. She's married and, you know, she's trying to be the good wife, the good mom, the good daughter, you know, to be the good business owner. And she is burnt out and she's like reaching for wine and chocolate to help soothe that. And so I had to say to her, like, you know what? I challenge you to take that big step back. Stop trying to be everything to everybody and focus on 1 to 3 things. You know, what are the major things in your life? And if you're doing things that don't fall into those major things in your life, you got to decide, should you still be doing them? Can you delegate them? And how do you fit them better in your life? And so when you have those, you know, conversations, and I know it's really hard sometimes to take a big step back from your life. I know, trust me, I felt like I couldn't ask for help. I felt like I always needed someone else to do things. And, you know, throughout our conversations, it wasn't an overnight thing for my lady. It wasn't an overnight thing, but eventually she had a number of other mommy friends. And so they now have like a little, you know, consortium, if you will. And they now, you know, one day a week, they all babysit each other's kids. So that way one person can have, you know, 2 hours of, you know, time for themselves too. You know, it might be go to the gym. It might just be sitting quiet, like whatever it is. But they've all realized that if they try to go it on their own, they're going to struggle. And struggle sucks. Struggle really, really, really sucks. So the second piece of the moderation, it comes down to surrender. And that was one of the things that, you know, my client had to do. She had to surrender that she couldn't do it all. And trust me, surrender is very hard because surrender makes you feel like you're giving up. And it's not you're giving up. You're surrendering that it can be different. You're surrendering that it has to be different because at some point, I want you to think about that that fish that always, you know, goes upstream. At some point, you're going to get so gosh darn tired. You're going to be like, sweet Georgia Brown, I can't do this anymore. And I don't want to ever see that. I don't want anyone to give up. When I look, you know, especially us outsiders, we can look and I see that there are changes to be made. And that's one of the benefits of having a coach, is that that coach can be that, you know, the person who looks over your shoulder and points out some of the things that may not be so obvious to you. You know, we all feel like, I think, like, you know how you go to the grocery store and you don't pick up a basket, you don't get a cart because you're like, I'm only picking up 3 things. And then next thing you know, you have like 40 things in your hand and you're trying to juggle it all. And eventually, like, someone comes over to you and hands you a basket. That's what a coach is. That coach says, you know what? I know you think you got this, but I'm going to give you this basket and it's just going to make it a little bit easier. It's just going to help you take off the load. And that's what I really want you to think about. You know, do you have someone in your life that could give you that second set of eyes that can give you a way to like help you get out of that like self-imposed tornado that you just keep spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning in. So instead of beating the dead horse, I'm moving on. The other thing I want you to really think about in moderation is that it's about food. In food, it's that I want you to really focus on, you know, what foods make you lose your stuff. I call them trigger foods. Like for me, ice cream is a trigger food. Cereal is a trigger food. If I have those, I know that I won't stop eating until the carton is empty. So in order for me to have them, I need to have them in a specific serving size. You know, it can't just be I'm buying a gallon of ice cream because that's just a recipe for disaster. So I want you to think about what are the foods that set you off? And, you know, maybe it's chips. Do you have to buy the jumbo bag at Costco? You know, maybe it's just, you know, sticking with buying one small bag so that, and maybe it's one small bag every day until you finally like learn to break the habit of having those chips. But it's focusing on the portion size of it so that you're not, you know, one chip, then the bag's gone. And, you know, over time, it's working through and breaking up with like the good food, bad food list, because I don't feel that there are any foods that are 100% off the table. I have a good friend that calls it the blend, not ban method. And if you blend in the foods you love mixed with great healthy foods, that's moderation. You know, it's going out for a date night and having wine. You know, it's going out for a date night and having dessert. I don't ever want you to be like, oh, well, you know, my diet doesn't call for that. No, I really want you to think about, you know, it's making the plan, right? Making the plan that I'm going to go out for this date night and I'm going to have wine. I'm going to have dessert, whatever it is. Have that and not feel like my diet keeps me in this like prison where, you know, I'm just going to have ice water and lemon is going to be my dessert. Or you pre-eat before you go, because trust me, I spent way too many years focused on that. The other thing is, you know, are there foods that are healthier that can help you to moderate the binge? So some people will have like protein bars. If you're someone who likes sweet things, they'll have protein bars. Or they'll have protein shakes and make them super thick, so it'll give you the feeling of ice cream. There's some people who are salty, you know, cravers. And so they'll, you know, work with cucumbers and vinegar and salts and things like that so that they get that salty fix. But it's seeing if there are other healthier substitutions, but at the same time knowing that, you know, have those little somethings that give you that same feeling of that food that you would like lose your stuff over. I know for me, like one of my biggest salt things that really helped me a ton is feta cheese or olives. Like I have a little bit of that on my salad. It's just like, oh, it knocks out that craving like nobody's business. And that was one of the things I had to do. I had to break from my rules. Like I was like, oh, I can't have dairy. I can't have cheese. And then I finally was like, you know what? A little feta and some olives on my salad, I feel amazing. And that salad sticks with me for hours because I fill it to the brim with as many vegetables as I could tolerate. And the little feta, a little olive, I'm like, you know, good. So really look at like your food rules and like, what are some of the rules that you can break? Because that isn't moderation. That's fear. And one of the guests that I'm going to have slated, she'll be in the next few weeks, is talking all about how she went from this like fit addicted mindset to a more moderate mindset. And I can't wait to have her on the show because she's just going to like blow your minds with just some of the awesome knowledge that she had just about not being afraid to make a change. And I know it's that messy middle that feels so gosh darn uncomfortable that you just want to crawl out of your skin, that you are like, is this going to work? Is this going to happen? And trust me, I know it feels awkward. It feels weird, but I will tell you that when I started putting some of these into place, it felt way better than the stop starts, because you know the stop starts that I'm talking about. It's, you feel amazing, you got all your rules, you're in flow, you're rocking it, and then all of a sudden the binge comes, and it might start with a couple of bites here, then it's a glass of wine there, then it's a couple of bites there, and next thing you know, you wake up and you're just like, I'm bloated, I'm gross, ugh, I might as well just start again on Monday. And you know, I've been there too many times that I know that I had to do that. One of the other things I did when I was working through the moderation was, you know, I told you that I only work out 3 to 4 days a week, but I also scaled back my workouts, because for a really, really long time, if my workout wasn't at least 90 minutes to 2 hours, it was like, that's not a workout. And I remember there were times that I was like pissed at my husband that, you know, he might have had our early morning meeting and I couldn't get in my 90 minute workout. And so that meant I had to go to the gym later that day. And I remember being so frustrated. And so I had to like start to really look at my workouts and say, you know, did I need to like spread them all out? Could I find a way to compress my workouts into 30 to 60 minutes? And I started doing that. And I got to tell you, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's, I feel like I am more focused than I was when I was doing those longer workouts. And I wasn't that girl who talked to a lot of people at the gym. I headphones in, heads down, boom. It was all about just getting my workouts done. And, you know, as I was like starting to play with, you know, changing my food rules, changing my workouts, I really came to acknowledge to myself that it's impossible to change when I'm all about the restriction. When I'm all about the things I can't have, all the things I can't do, you don't think about the possibilities. And so one of the ways I was starting to change was I knew I had to. I just got to the point that I was like, I can't do this anymore. And so I had to start thinking about other possible ways. I had to step away from the rules that I created, right? Someone came down with these golden tablets and said, in order to be healthy and fit, here are the 10 commandments. No one did that. It was the Kim commandments and all the rules that made me feel like I was a badass, all the rules that made me feel like I was like King Kong on cocaine. It was me. I was doing the rules. And so I had to sit down with myself and I had to say, you know what? I cannot build through restriction. So in order for me to get out of this vicious cycle that I've created for myself, I need to chill the F out and I got to start coming up with some new rules. But those rules had to be flexible, right? I couldn't be so rigid that, you know, in order to go to the beach, I had to find a gym that was open so I can get my workout before I went to the beach. I had to focus on having that moderation so that I gave myself that wiggle room. I gave myself the out. Now, this isn't giving yourself the out like 50 times a day. This was like building it in. And so for me to build that in, that meant that I had to create a plan. And I create a plan every single week. I sit down on Sunday, I look at my calendar and I say, okay, these are the days I'm going to work out. Then I map out what my food is going to look like. And so that way I go to the grocery store and I have a plan. This is what I'm going to buy. These are the days I'm going to have this. These are the days I'm going to have that. Now, I know for a lot of people that seems very restrictive and for me, it works. But for other people, I'm like, you know what? At least plan 24 hours in advance, because I hear it all the time. Well, the day got away from me. No, you chose to let the day get away from you. And you chose to not eat healthy. You chose to pull into the drive-thru. You chose to have, you know, you made the choice. And I believe in good, better, and best. Okay? So if I'm ever caught out and I'm out eating at a restaurant and I now am much better at eating at restaurants. I'm not that person who Googles the restaurant, that pulls up the menu and, you know, pre-picks out my food. I don't do that anymore. I used to do that, and that was one of my ways of letting go. That was one of my ways of not having that much control. So I go to a restaurant, and I focus on what's the best thing I can get, what's the better thing I can get, and what's a good thing I can get. And, you know, like I said, most restaurants in America, even McDonald's, you can get a salad with some protein on it. Is it the most quality, organic, you know, rubbed on the thighs of virgins? No. But it's better than getting a greasy fried blah, 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 blah. But if you build that into your week, you know, I live in New England, right? In the summertime, you know, one of the best things you can get here in the summertime is some great fried clams. They are just like, I have to have at least one or two a summer. Is that ever going to be on the good food list? Hell no. But you bet your sweet ass, I have me at least one or two orders and I don't feel guilty about it, right? That's moderation. I build that into my plan. So I want you to really start to think about, you know, as I start to build this moderation, what are some of the non-negotiables that I can set aside for myself so that I can always feel like I'm feeling healthy and fit? The second piece is, are there any rules that I've set for myself that I feel like if I looked at them or I shared them with someone else, would they be like, girl, that's crazy? You know, I really want you to take a big step back and just say, are you putting yourself in this like self-imposed box? And how do you, you know, so even if it's for your gym, if you are that person who's still at that 2-hour mark, what if you said, you know what, I'm just going to go to the gym for 90 minutes, or I'm going to pull back 15 minutes. I want you to really start to play with, you know, could I get more accomplished in a shorter period of time? You know, they say that like, you know, a project, right? And I'm not just talking about health, like any project. If you give a project infinite amount of time, you will find a way to fill that space. You know, so if you told yourself that you could only build a house in 30 days, you would be like, boom, you would start figuring out how to build a house in 30 days. If you said you have a year to build a house, guess what? You would take the time and you would have a year. So I want you to think about, as you're working out, is there a way for you to say, okay, maybe I'm not, I need to baby step and I can't go from like a 2-hour workout to an hour workout to a 30-minute workout. But maybe you try a class that's an hour and see if that gives you the same oomph of a workout. Maybe you just say, you know what, I'm going to set my timer and I'm only going to be here for 1 hour and I'm going to get as much done in an hour as I possibly can. But like, you know, here's where you start to play. Here's what you start to see, you know, what's possible for you. The other thing I want you to start to do is like, get comfortable with that, you know, blending of fun foods into your meal plan, because the more you're able to have fun foods, the less likely you are to like go off the rails. And so when I was able to, you know, like I said, the olives and the feta, like that was very satisfying to me and it made me feel decadent. And, you know, granted, it's feta cheese and olives, like really, that's decadent. But mentally, I was satisfied, right? And so satisfaction happens up in my brain versus in my gut. So I want you to really start thinking about, are there any foods like that that you can start to have that don't make you feel like you're dieting all the time or feel like, you know, when you have them, like you're cheating? You know, I don't want that. I want you to start to really feel like, not that you deserve it, like, because, you know, we're not dogs. Like we're not rewarding ourselves with food, but what we are doing is we're getting ourselves out of that restriction box. We're starting to make this more of a lifestyle so that I can ebb and flow. I want you to think about like a wave, you know, like if you were to look at like a wave on like a screen and like, you know, that perfect wave, like it comes up and then it goes down, then it goes up, then it goes down. That's what I want you to think about. But then I want you to think about you riding up and then coming down, riding up and going down. Because most of us, when it comes to, you know, diet and exercise, we look like a Richter scale. Like, you know, we've got these like sharp up and down spikes. And I want there to be like this nice, cool, gentle wave. I hope you guys are able to picture what I am doing, because I'm doing it with my hands thinking that you can see me, but I know you can't. And, you know, focus on better every day. Not every day is going to be glitter and rainbows. I wish I could promise that to you, but it ain't going to happen. So I really want you to think about every day you're getting better. Every day you're making a choice. Every day you're making a choice to be good, better, or best, right? And some days you feel like crap, warmed over. Other days you're like, I can lift a Buick and beat Mike Tyson. So whatever it is, but every single day it's like, you know what? Better every single day. And here's where when you're better every day, it helps you break from the extremes. It helps you break from the either I'm going 2 feet in on being, you know, A++ to like, screw it, bring on the brownies and the Cabernet, right? That's where you come, you know, you go back and forth. And the last thing I really want you to focus on is sleep, right? You know, I told you it's one of my non-negotiables is I focus on sleep. And, you know, one of the big things with sleep, especially when you get to a woman of a certain age, sleep is what also triggers our cravings, triggers our energy. So when I get a good night's sleep, you know, I'm not thinking about white knuckling, you know, not going to the vending machine at 4 o'clock because I have the sustainable energy. I'm not seeking out sugar. I'm not seeking out caffeine. So I hope that this was really helpful for you. And, you know, I always love feedback. So if there's anything I've said to you during this episode, I'd love for you to just shoot me an email, hit me up in the socials, because I need that. I need that feedback. That's what helps me to come up with great episodes. It helps come up with more episode ideas. It gives me ideas to bring on guests. So definitely just hit me up and let me know what you enjoy. So have a fabulous day. Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.